We live at Salem Psalm Studio. Make sure if you're in the Atlanta area and you need a recording studio, come here, man. They got it all. If you're not in Atlanta and you need beats or post-production, also film, audio work, and all of that good stuff, make sure you hit up Salem Psalms. Everything is Salem Psalms. Follow them on Twitter, Instagram, and also email them too, and they'll get you your quote, and everything's reasonable. Or else, you know, we wouldn't mess with them. Dead in Hip Hop Mixtape Review, Travis Scott, Days Before Rodeo. Travis Scott, you know, he's a producer first. Owl Pharaoh, you know, his first project, we didn't get to that. I don't judge producer first artists as hard lyrically because, again, he's a producer first. Even though he didn't produce the majority of this project like he did Owl Pharaoh, I like the production on this. I think that he does have, obviously, a great ear for beats. When you're a producer, you typically do. On tracks like Zombies, tracks like Don't Play, he kind of sounds like a Kanye, like his flow, even the actual sound of him. He's taking all of these trap influences and stuff like that, and he's putting his own little tweak on it. And, you know, you could tell by the feature artists, you know, Young Thug, Rich Homie Quan, the Migos, that he messes with Atlanta artists, you know what I'm saying? Mamacita, Quintana 2, Zombies, you know what I'm saying, and Backyard, those were like my favorite joints. But overall, man, it's just not my thing. Like, I don't like that auto-tune singing thing that a lot of these Atlanta artists is doing now. So again, production wise I loved it. Everything else, it's just not my cup of tea.
I'm just not big on Travis Scott like that. I do think the production was cool. I think there were some interesting things that he did production wise on here. Production was probably really the only thing I was okay with on this project, to be honest. And I think that was able to kind of carry some of the songs for me more than the rappers themselves or the features. And some of the songs that I liked was Quintana, you know, Skyfall, Mamacita was cool, and Zombies was okay. But overall, man, I just wasn't really rocking with this much at all, and I listened to this thing 6 or 7 times trying to at least pull something out of it, but nah, man, it just wasn't there for me. I
didn't know who this guy was, and people kept sending me this shit on Twitter, and all I would see was the cover, and I was like, I have no interest in listening to this because it was just some dude's ass.
What?
And I didn't get it. It was just a dude with his
shirtless.
Guy from the back with his pants all the way down and his booty hanging out. So I thought people were trolling or something. I didn't understand what the fuck it was, and they just kept saying, "Oh, Days Before Radio," and I was like, "It's a dude's ass. I don't want to hear this. I don't know what this is." So yeah, I knew this was gonna be a weird, weird, weird trip. But when it first started, I was like, "Okay, this is actually interesting." I don't remember the name of the first song.
The prayer.
The prayer. Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. I was like, "Oh, okay. This is actually kind of interesting." Man, by the second song, I was mad.
You was what?
I was doubting my whole life. I was like, what in the hell is going on right now? Mama see them. I was like, I don't get it. I was like, okay, this sounds nothing like the first track, but okay, cool. And I got to Quintana and I was like, okay, by number 4, Drugs You Should Try It. I was like, I hate my life and I don't want to listen to this anymore. And it wasn't even because, okay, you know what? Here's the thing with Travis Scott, man. With him, it's like, okay, it's bad, but at least it's like experimentally bad. Like, it's not the same kind of bad as like radio music or anything like that. It's like he's taking a whole new lane to bad. Like, it's like he's trying to do something different, but it's still bad, but it's different bad.
Experimental trap music?
Is that what this is called?
I'm asking you.
Why are you asking me? I just told you I'm confused.
We're going to make sense of this before
we ain't going to make sense of this album.
I think we can.
We ain't going to make sense of this album. I was trying to listen to what he was saying, and not that everything under the sun has to have complex lyrics or deep, crazy rhyme patterns or crazy flows, but I didn't like anything that Travis Scott vocally was doing on this project. So at first I thought, you know, like we were talking earlier, I thought he produced the whole thing. So I was like, okay, like you said, it's a, you know, or like you thought originally, it's a producer project that he's just rapping over. So I was like, okay, whatever, I get it. When I thought that he didn't produce any of this, I'm like, okay, wait, so, or nothing but 2 tracks. Like, so you're really trying to be the forefront of this project, like you are the rapper. So that was when I really got confused, because out of just about anything I've listened to in a long time, this was probably the most confusing album, because he didn't say anything throughout this whole project, but it was like he was trying to find a different way to say nothing. It was so confusing. Like, I don't know what any of these songs were about. Like, Drugs, You Should Try It. I don't even think there was anything about drugs.
Don't know what Sloppy Toppy was
about. But no, we didn't talk about Sloppy Toppy, but I'm saying that was probably the only one that was pretty fucking self-explanatory, but everything else.
Skyfall was about him.
You didn't get that. Don't try to tell me you got that before you read when he put that little thing on Twitter. You didn't.
No, I didn't follow him on Twitter.
So you think, okay, what was that song about?
To me, it sounded like he was taking some drugs, not getting them out anymore.
That's not what it was about. You know what it was about?
Shit, fuck.
You know, see? Now you see what I'm saying?
Motherfucker.
He was talking about old rappers and how they shouldn't rap anymore. Who in the fuck would get that by listening to that track? That's what I'm saying. I was confused this whole album. Everything on here except for Sloppy Toppy, the rest of it I didn't get. I was just like, what in the hell are you talking about? And I can't even, it's bad for me, but I can't even tell somebody, yo, this album sucks. I feel like I have to kind of sort of understand something before I say it sucks. I don't understand this album. It was like you said, he's a mixture of Kanye and Kid Cudi, and he's trying to be abstract, but I can fuck with Kid Cudi because Kid Cudi does that style very well. I don't really think that Travis Scott does that style well. He, instead of coming off as simply abstract, he comes off as really confusing. Because again, I don't know what any of this was about.
Did you hear Owl Mellow?
I heard enough of it for me to say I should turn this off. And again, it's not that, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say it was good or if it was whack. It did not resonate with me one bit. I was like, what? I don't get it. Bye. I don't need to hear this.
I mean, but isn't like abstract and confusing in the same vein?
No. Abstract, not? No. Abstract just means that like, okay, so you can do abstract music and it might take you a while to get it, or you may never actually get it, but what you will get is the artist's perspective, the artist's motivation for making that kind of music. Like when I listen to Kid Cudi, he sounds like that's what he's going for. He sounds like that's what he set out to make. He set out to make abstract music. With Travis Scott, it's almost like he wants really badly to make abstract music, but he's not good at it. Like, this didn't come off as comfortable. He didn't come off like he was in his lane. It came off like, oh, that's what these people are doing, so I'm going to do that. It was just, it was almost the same way I felt about Yeezus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, Kanye didn't sound comfortable doing that style because he doesn't really know that much about it, to me. This, I got the same feeling. I was just like, what are you doing right now? What are you talking about? I don't understand these rhyme patterns. And not because they're just so abstract they're off. It was like, they don't make any fucking sense. They don't fit at all. But not in a cool way. I'm still confused by this whole album.
I don't
understand. I mean, I apparently a lot of people like it because everyone was sending it to me saying, man, you gotta check out this booty picture cover album. And I was just like,
I think because it is different. I mean, Is he mainstream or not?
I don't know.
Or
he
just
rolled with had a mainstream sound to it, but it's
I don't think
it's
different. Don't mean it's gonna be like a great.
But I guess
album.
if he's a mainstream artist trying to do these abstract experimental sounds, you can clearly hear his influences. You know, of Cudi and Kanye. It's like maybe they were intrigued by the fact that here's a guy that's rolling with Grand Hustle. Is putting out music like this, and he's able to grab these trap rappers from Atlanta and put them on the sound.
And that's cool. I just don't get it.
Maybe that's why.
Wait, so go back. This is mainstream?
I don't know. That's what I was asking. I don't
this
know.
Is a mainstream sound?
It has a lot of mainstream sounding music on here. Like,
who sounds like this?
It has mainstream features.
But it has mainstream. Like, Mamacita could be played on the radio.
With the way he's rapping?
Yeah, Mamacita? That could definitely be played on the radio.
Probably can make the radio.
That could definitely
play. Quan on it, Tommy Quan and Young Thug.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could easily throw that on the radio for them to and get by.
Yeah, and then
especially here in Atlanta.
I think that the Migos one too could probably I don't know, but like, again, like I felt like he took what the mainstream is doing, and you're 100% right. Like he tried to tweak it and put his own little twist and all
make
of that, make it weird. So to me, I don't know, because I do listen to the radio. I feel like I could hear some of it, not a lot of this shit, but there's only like two or three of them that I could probably hear, because it's like he's taking what everybody's doing, what the Migos and Rich Homie and everybody's doing with that auto-tune singing and stuff, and he's making it even weirder. Because to me, Young Thug is already weird already. And he, you know.
Young Thug didn't even sound weird on this. Young Thug sounded, he sounded more normal than
he does on his radio stuff.
No, he sounded more normal than Travis Scott did.
Yeah, he sounded more comfortable.
He sounded like he was comfortable, he was on the beat, but everything Travis Scott was, the you got a tat above your crack, and you, on your cat, you'll be right back. Like, what are you talking about?
But I think it's easier for Young Thug because he has these weird type of flows and rap patterns, so it's easy for him to jump on here and find a way to fit in than Travis Scott, who I think is probably still trying to figure out who he's going to be as a rapper.
Well, then we can't do that. Like, if you haven't figured it out, you can't expect me to just pick this up and be like, okay.
Or maybe this is him. Maybe this is... I don't know, because I can't even necessarily say this is him, because Al Farro to me sounds different from this. So again, I don't know.
This is his royalty. Maybe he's just trying to take a sidestep real quick before his album.
Could be.
That's what I'm saying. I'm interested in hearing the album now, just because I'm still lost.
Lost on this.
Did you get it? You scratching your head. You probably didn't get it either.
No, I didn't get it. this album was kind of all over the place. I never heard his. This is my first time actually hearing his music. I've heard his name a lot, but I just never listened to his music, and this is my first time diving into this. So when I heard, like Mike, days before, I was like, oh, okay. This dude kind of, his voice kind of reminds me of Kanye West. I don't know, the way his flow voice reminds me of Kanye West. Then it got to Mamacita and Quintana and Drugs You Should Try. I'm like, damn, this shit is kind of bad. I mean, it was bad for me. I was like, I can't get with this shit. Then it got to Don't Play. You know, one thing I noticed about this project, though, as a whole, it's some spots on there when I'm like, okay, dude can flow. Like, he actually has a pretty good flow. Like, for some example, the first song on Don't Play with Big Sean, I thought his flow was good on that one. Backyard, I thought his flow was good on that one. Grade, the second part of Grade, not that auto-tune the singing he was doing in the beginning, but when he was actually talking about like his personal life and with his father and everything on Grade, and I thought his flow was good on that. I thought BACC, the bonus track, was good. Not good, but I just thought his flows was good. I thought his flows was good, but like Zombies, I didn't get that one. Sloppy Toppy, that's one of them tracks I can hear at a strip club and be like, oh man, this shit sounds tight. But like, if I'm sitting down trying to digest something, I'm like, okay, this track is made for the strip club. Pretty much. There's a couple of tracks on here made for like the strip club. I mean, even
really?
Yeah, I can actually hear some of this.
I don't want to go. No strip club Travis Scott music playing.
No, I can. Sloppy Toppy.
Trippers.
Sloppy.
One arm and shit.
Oh, what's that?
C-section star. Just. You want to see me?
Do it again. This album was like so all over the place for me, and I was trying to like get who Travis Scott is. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is this dude? What is he artistically? Is what he trying to do with this mixtape? And I just didn't get it. I was like, I just don't get this. But like, I was conflicted because I'm like, damn, he got pretty cool flows on some of the songs. I'm like, he can actually rap, but it's just on some of the like.
Being a production guy, how do you like the production?
Oh, the beats on here was cool. I mean, it's just him. It was just more like him. It sounded like he didn't fit on wherever sound or creativity he was trying to go for on this project, and I just didn't get it. I was like, I don't get this at all. So I am somewhat interested, and I might listen to his back catalog, but I am kind of interested to see what he's going to do with the new album, Rodeo, since it's the, you know, Days for Rodeo. So maybe we might get it with the album, what he was trying to do with this one, I don't know, but this is so all over the place, but I probably won't listen to this again. But like I said, he got flows. He proved that on some of these tracks that I named, that he can flow. But overall, I don't have no desire to listen to this again. It's just it's too crazy for me. It's too all over the place.
In terms of production, it definitely bumps in the whip. In terms of listening to this as a complete project with all of the artists on there, only like two or three songs I like, so I definitely, this is not in the rotation. I don't think
any of his projects are ever gonna sound the same. So I don't know if we're, like, if it's even gonna be like a true progression. I just think that he's just gonna do whatever he feels at that moment in time. So I'm cool with that. I'm interested to see, because like I said, like he sounds like a Kanye when he does want to rap. So I'm interested to see if he takes more of that and does more of that. And I would definitely like to see him, you know, as a producer and rapper, or just as a producer, do a tape with T.I. Because I just think that they work together. But outside of that, I'm good on this. I pass.
As far as refining his sound of who he will be as an artist, I think he's still working all of that out. While I'm okay and sometimes find that stuff interesting, for whatever reason, with Travis Scott, I don't find it interesting with him. Mm. So that's it, man. I'm 0 for 2 with Travis Scott right now, and I'm pretty sure I don't know if we decide to review it. I guess I'll listen to it, but I have no interest in listening to Rodeo at all.
I like the fact that he's being abstract. I like the fact that he's doing something different. It's just with this particular project, it didn't connect with me. I got a headache listening to it just because I was trying to figure out what I was missing. The beats were actually all pretty cool. The sound of the beats and the sound of the songs moving into each other was done really well. It was very cohesive. My only issue was Travis Scott. I didn't understand what he was going for. I didn't really care for his flows. I didn't care for his rhyme patterns. The content had absolutely no interest for me. The oversaturation of auto-tune definitely was a huge turnoff for me. I feel like this album was just an example of someone saying nothing, but in an interesting way. I definitely think Travis Scott is interesting. He's very, very interesting. Only because I think I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. And sometimes artists, that's their job, to confuse the audience. Because sometimes if you confuse me enough, I'm going to keep listening to your music to try to figure out what it is that I'm missing. I don't know that I'm going to continue listening to Travis Scott's music, but I definitely want to hear his third project. Just because I didn't like Owl Pharaoh, but I didn't like that for reasons that are different from why I didn't like this one. So I'm definitely interested in hearing Rodeo, just because I'm curious as to what he's going to do with that project. But for me, nah, man, this didn't work for me. I still have a fucking headache.
I thought his flows was pretty good, but it's just, and the production was good. It's just that it was too much auto-tune-ish, and I don't know where he was trying to go as far as with this project. It was all over the place. It was crazy. I didn't get caught up. It was too crazy. So I wouldn't listen to this again, but I am interested in hearing his next project. And I guess listen to Al Farrell's really. No deal either. Okay. So I won't listen. I won't go back, but I will listen. I will see what he might have going forward, just to see where he go from this project to this actual release of his album. So, I mean, it's no go for me either.
You know what, B? You know what is a sign of a really confusing rap project? What? When Big Sean is the best part of the whole project. Tell me Big Sean didn't fucking spaz.
Yeah. Big Sean was the best
thing.
God damn, you're right, Mike.
Coming, even though that was weird line for me.
Yeah, Big Sean was. He was. He was the highlight of this whole project. Man, that's messed
isn't
up.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I'm really admitting to that, too. What's wrong with me?
Because it's the truth. But, usually Big Sean ruins projects.
Yeah, we can credit
You're right. I'm surprised I didn't mention that, but yeah, he was. Shit. But other than that, this was a no-go for me. I mean, like I said, he got the flows, but it's just too crazy for me.